Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick. Tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have done, I get that.
You get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, got it next day.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
I do it better, yeah. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better, yeah. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better, yeah. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly, titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, got it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Can't hear the movie.
I've been explaining the storm drain for you, Robert. Oh, what's wrong?
Tom's wife is cheating on him with a singing usher.
Oh, I didn't say she was cheating.
Oh, Lord, Lord, how did you end up with that white woman anyway?
I'll say toss her groupie ass out the window and let that whole stargaze from outside.
Now, Riley, there's never a place for violence in a relationship.
There just seemed to be a place at the restaurant last night. She made you look like a bitch in front of us.
Boy, watch your mouth.
Probably started out charitable. She took you in and probably teaching you how to read.
But granddad, she did make Mr. Dubois look like a bitch.
Yeah,
We all know she made Tom look like a bitch. It's not a different way to say it.
Next thing you know, you rubbing against that silky white skin.
But I don't know the non-curse way to say he got bitch.
Humiliated, castrated, emasculated.
All right, I get the point.
I mean, I could see if it was a real nigga. If you lost your hold of T.I., I'd be like, hey, that's T.I. But Usher, you better check that whole business, D-Boy.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm going to go back there and put her in check.
For example, how many white women want to go to a basketball game just to see the game come back with one of them NBA niggas? Out of sympathy. She came to see the game. She wanted to be entertained. Oh, the white woman's got a big heart.
Hit when you hear that tag. It's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag. When I show that flag, it's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I ain't gonna go for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the bang out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where I need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard the daddy, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions in the way. I'm only getting paid. This is underground hip hop. Pure competition in your shows like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive. Daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lies, haven't looked into their eyes, sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line, my speed is on the line, I'm nasty, you just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking, like when I'm matching, puff puff and passing, you bastard, this is another classic, you should tell Houdini that I stole this fucking neck, I'm making it disappear, now she never wanna leave, she never wanna leave.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day, bang out radio, reality radio with my co-host Queen V. How you feeling tonight, Queen? You good?
I'm all right.
That's good, that's good. Let's just get into it, y'all. As always, going to start off with shouting out the boss, Lady Topaz and Shay, because again, without her, she did start off Bang Out Radio, but again, she's allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for all you independent artists, all right? And next up, of course, is the independent artist. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in y'all music, all right? I need new music at all times, no matter what. Keep sending it in. Some of y'all keep sending me the same music. I don't need the same songs. I need new songs. All right, you can send it to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, let them know where they can find you at.
You can send it to queenvbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvbee1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. So make sure y'all keep sending in your music, all right? It will get in rotation no matter what. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support the independent artists, to support us, support reality, to support the beauties of the week coming through. I mean, if you're just supporting what we got going on over here, fucks with us, we fucks with y'all. It's very simple. All y'all got to do is talk about the show. Keep spreading word about the show. Let people know where the number one spot for independent artists is and just reality is, all right? It's right here on Bang Out Radio all day, every day, and y'all know that. So, fuck it. Like I said, we're going to get right into the new music this week. It is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. See what kind of topics we're going to get into tonight. Got a beauty of the week coming through tonight. She's supposed to be on time, so we'll see if we can get that in full effect. And, yeah, got some drink, got some weed. Everything seems to be good on my end, so it ought to be an interesting night. Let me sip my drink real quick. Hold on.
Mm-mm. What you sipping on?
This Long Island iced tea.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, okay. I see. I got the Seagram's vodka popping.
Man, what you got?
I said I got the Seagram's vodka popping.
There it is. Okay, see, it's already in a good mode already, all right? Everybody, the host is at least in full effect, so we'll see what the airwaves are going to look like in a second, but we're going to get to this new music, all right, y'all? We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, it's going to be a lovely night. Let's get it.
All I know is pain, all I see is rain. Waiting for a change, waiting for a change. Every day the same, chasing after fame. I should be ashamed, tell me is it all worth it? Worth it, worth it, yeah. Is it all worth it?
Everybody gotta ask that question sometime, ain't nothing, you know what I mean?
Worth it, worth it, yeah. Is it all worth it?
nobody could understand. Age 20, I was forced to become a man. Stuck in the city where nobody really knew me. Steady getting caught up with bitches trying to screw me, trying to screw me. So I hit the ground running, couldn't tell me nothing. Hit the stage every night praying my breakfast coming. Got a life from the scars that refuse to heal. When I hit the booth, I aim to kill. My pain is real. Give a fuck how you feel. I get so low with time, so my papa pill. So my papa stay stressing while I'm waiting for my blessing. Bless. Age 21, I learned the life bless. Life bless. I got a second chance to turn my life around. But the bitches I was dealing with trying to hold me down. Everybody wonder why I wear a frown. Fast forward 4 years, look at me.
All I know is pain, all I see is rain, waiting for a change. Every day the same, chasing up the pain. I should be ashamed, tell me is it all worth it, worth it, worth it, yeah. Is it all worth it, is it all worth it, all worth it, worth it, yeah. Tell me it all worth it.
Hey, I can't let that rain stop me from my daily stroll. One goal, and that's to get it high, I know. Hustle and drop flows, making beats in studios. My eyes on the prize, my mindset on making dough. They say I'm wasting my time, homie, what you know? Who the hell you trying to be, judging how my life go? My mama like it, my pops too. My crooks know what it is, so nigga, who is you? Just a hater in my eyes, 2020 vision. See all through the bullshit, y'all niggas did shit. Took a step out the kitchen, the heat was too much. People wanna burn bridges with me, who can I trust? You stole from me, supposed to be my homie. You high cause you guilty, and you know you owe me. But you win some, you lose some, got to be wise. Staying focused, taking notes for my big bro Levi. That's real.
Take off them clothes, shout it. take off some clothes.
I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shout it, take off some clothes.
Ooh, I know.
Radio with the doctor and Queen Z. this be a Grammy? It's so real.
And you know I'm feeling freaky.
So I'ma let Dagger play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. Still good? Hold on.
Yeah,
still here. All right, for sure. Remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at us and see who's out there tonight. I know who this is. What's up, Levi? How you feeling tonight?
What's happening, man? What's happening, man?
Not out loud and chilling, maxing and relaxing as usual on this Wednesday night, man. Everything good on your end?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That don't sound too good.
For real.
At least as far as I've it's okay, Levi. You might have something to get off your chest in a little while. It's okay. We can get to that a little bit later. you're hanging out tonight then.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to get to it, man. Like I said, I'm going to come. You're going to have to holler at your boy. Let me know what's up. But hold on, we'll be and then, a blast from the past. Ms. Koya, how you feeling?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Same thing, new day. You know, it's good to be back on the air and everything, as always. So, but besides that, it's another day in the office. But again, what about you, though? It's been a while. How have you been?
I've been breathing. You know, that's a very good, you know, asset from a day-to-day basis.
For air.
Yeah. You know, I can't say I'm not thankful for that. I've been breathing, you know.
Okay. Hi, well, we'll just leave it at that then. We'll just leave it at that.
I'm good.
I'm going to kill a couple of minutes real quick because I don't want to get into nothing too deep because my BD of the week may call in at any moment. Then we got to get into interview mode real quick. But I will bring this up, you know, because it is hump night. So we'll talk about these my legs for a second. Cause that's what everybody's on right now, and I've noticed, and I saw a little article on this, so it's like, okay, let's talk about this. So why are we bringing this up? Because you know, Molly's lead to all types of shit, including death, cause motherfuckers is dying off this shit. But you know, before we get too extreme, you know, there's a lot of other fun things you can do off Molly's and everything that don't go all the way to death. But okay, just a basic background, just so you don't think we're all drug users over here and everything like that. Even though I am, I'm a drug user, but like I said, I'm not a role model, so don't follow me in facts of these things. But Molly, otherwise known as MDMA or 4-methylene, I'm not even going to even try to say that word, whatever that is. It's a big, really big word. How many fucking letters is that? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This shit has over like 16 letters in it. How the fuck is that a word with over 16 letters in it? But okay, I'm sorry. Whatever that is. Now, it's a pure form of an ingredient typically found in ecstasy. Now, again, take it from somebody who's taking ecstasy as well. Like I said, we used to have Fizz Face Friday every damn week. You know what I mean? X was the business.
Yeah.
Now, no, we was old. Back in the day, boy, you know, like I said, I'm trying to slow down. Like I said, your boy had experienced a lot in his short 31 years. But we was old. We used to call it Fizz Face Friday. Everybody used to look forward to Friday, you know. But see, we was looking forward to Friday because, you know, we wasn't them type of drug users where you just got to take drugs every day, all day. You know, some of the homies was like that. I wasn't like that. But Fizz Face Friday was when everybody popped and we just did whatever and found whatever to do. You know, people, like I said, people was looking forward. It's Fizz Face Friday, y'all. Like, let's go. Like, yeah, turned the fuck up. That's when, like, you know, in L.A., that's when, like, Crenshaw was cracking and shit, you know what I mean? You know, you get out there about 1, 2 a.m., you know, motherfuckers out there acting, you know, it was around them days. So you needed a reason to stay up all night and just do dumb shit. That's what we was on. That was Fizz Face Friday. And then if it was a really good weekend, you just pop all through the weekend, and then you probably finally crash on Sunday. So, I mean, you pop one to start, then it get about 2, 3 a.m., you know, you pop another one, hit the after hours, come out of there about 6, 7, find a Denny's or something, pop again. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you about the history. You know, I'm not just saying
that. That was popping literally, right? Popping literally.
But we was turned up, though. I mean, we was turned. That's what it do. And that's when a nigga had a job and shit, could afford to pay for his shit and everything like that. You know, good times and everything. But back to what I was saying. Now, like I said, I'm just giving y'all the background real quick. Now, Molly's is supposed to be a pure form of the ingredient typically found in ecstasy. Now, again, my thing is, when it comes to drugs, people always try to better some shit. Now, I was doing good with the X. You know, I was just fine. You had all types of X. You had triple stacks, double stacks. You had the Batmans, the Supermans, the Xboxes. You had all kind of shit when it came to Thizzle Pips. But it just shows you how people will always, as long as the world is fucked up and as long as people is bullshit going on there, then people will always find a way to get more fucked up to escape reality. So they're going to take the purest shit out of ecstasy and, you know, and just amplify that even more, all right? And now it's on. Now it's like I said, this illegal drug is seeing a rise in popularity with support from popular artists whose lyrics describe it as the party drugs to take. And let's see, most recently the drug was responsible for two deaths at a New York City dance festival called the Electric Zoo. Now see, again, just like anything else, any other drug, any other alcohol or whatever, of course, if you take too much of anything, it would fuck you up as well as kill you outside of weed. Weed is the only thing that has been proven to not kill nobody, no matter how much of that shit you smoke. It don't matter. I'm still waiting to hear about the first person who died from smoking too much damn weed. It ain't going to happen. But, you know, you drink too much or whatever, you have too much drinking or whatever, you get the liver cancer and shit like that. Like I said, these motherfuckers out here spazzing out. And then again, you can't take just everybody's drugs, y'all. You can't just take anybody's drugs. You got to trust your drug, man. You got to trust your drug supplier. I'm dead serious. I trust my drugs. I trust my drug suppliers. You know what I mean? I've been dealing with the same suppliers for years. I'm a faithful customer. They know me, but you know what I mean? I go up, I get deals, they hook me up. So you know what I mean? I'm a preferred, what they call a preferred, you know, top customer. They know me, they know I don't be about the bullshit, know I ain't about no snitching. And they drugs have always done me well. So you know what I mean? You gotta find you a good, once you find a good drug supplier, then you stick with where you at. None of these niggas out here talking about, hey, you know what, I got that. None of these niggas that come up to you like, hey, I got that. You want some pills? You don't never want to buy this type of shit off the street. I'm telling you. Well, it comes off, you know what I mean, not just off of anybody. Know where you're getting your drugs from. You know what I mean? Know, because people lace and put all kind of shit in their drugs and cut their shit all kind of different ways and this, that, or whatever. Like, know where you're getting your drugs from. All right? You don't just put anything in your mouth just because you want to get turned up and everything. All right? Now the difference between a Molly, like I said, this is a party drug, right? But the drug is both a stimulant and a calming substance. That's what's fucked up right there. Again, I've done Mollies as well, so I can speak on these as well, but I'm giving you all the general view behind it as well. It's like it's an upper and a downer at the same time. Imagine that. Am I the only one that done a Molly on the phone? Anybody else Mollied up real quick? Quick roll call, no Mollies. Anybody else? No Mollies?
No Mollies.
No. Koya, Molly? Go ahead. See, she's doing this shit again. This is the shit that I didn't miss. This is the shit right here that I didn't miss, though, when it came to Koya. Is when I asked her something and she just disappeared. This is what I didn't miss. But anyway, Levi, Molly Central, you fuck with a Molly there?
You know damn well they are not to ask me that question.
I don't assume shit. The most I could do is ask. You know what I mean? That's all right. Stay away from that shit. It's not good for you. But as far as, like I said, for me, like I said, I was off of Molly once, and it's just more so a, it's like an up and a down at the same time. It's the weirdest feeling to want to do something and then a second later be like, you know what, I'm cool. Cause see, when I was off the E, when we'd be off the X, that's, you just turned up. You know what I mean? There is no balance. Niggas used to pop X and then have to smoke weed to balance it out. You know what I mean? They're like, niggas used to be old. Like, hold on, smoke weed. And X mainly only amplified what you wanted to do. You know what I mean? If you were a smoker, you were going to smoke.
Hey, guys,
like,
I'm sorry.
See?
Hey.
You know what I mean? I was just talking about Toya. I was like, this is what problem I have with you all the time, Koya. All the time, it's the same problem.
I'm sorry. I was talking to my mom. She's going through something right now.
Not to downplay your mom, and I know you love your mom and everything like that. But I mean, if you got business to handle, you need to go handle that. Go ahead, because we got a show.
No, I wanted to be on the show. I needed to be
on the
show. I've been bored. I need to talk to some live people.
Hold on. I see my beauty check there. Hold on. So let me get through this real quick, because I gotta get in interview mode. But Koya, real quick, because you missed this question. You experienced the Molly situation yet? Have you had a Molly experience?
I've had shake of an ecstasy and alcohol at the bottom. Like,
no, we're not talking about ecstasy. We're talking about Molly's. Molly's is the new shit.
Well, yeah, I have. I tried half of one, but I didn't feel nothing.
You didn't feel that? Oh, so you had a sick ass Molly and a whack ass one.
Yeah,
okay.
It was.
You can't
I took half of one.
Girls always do this too. What's the half of some shit? Girls are talking about they want to take a half a pill. If you ain't about to go hard and do it, I say leave it alone. That's just how I feel.
Hell no. What if I die?
What if you die?
At least now I know that I could take a full one. You feel me? I know I didn't die from half. You feel me? So that means, and I didn't feel nothing from half. That means the whole one I'm be able to feel it. You feel me?
But here's what it says. Also, as far as the Mollies, it is generally taken in pill form, but the powder form is sometimes snorted or injected. Now, again, when it comes,
Mollies injected.
See, because Molly's come in different ways. You know what I mean? You got the Molly that's kind of like a regular like pill that you can kind of like bust open and really literally open. You know what I mean? Like a capsule or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have the Molly's that are kind of like Ivy or like how Fizzles used to be. You can't break them open. You got to either break them or you bite them in half. Things like that. You got those.
Okay.
And then, but I don't know how these motherfuckers is injecting this shit. Now, if you want to sit there and break that all down like it's coke and then put the, and do all that, I can't, I just don't like shots that much. People shooting up, anything that has to be shot up is just not good. I barely get away with snorting stuff now because you can't just shove everything up your nose either. But see, I just feel like Molly's are supposed to be pop pills. They're pills, like X, supposed to be pills, you pop pills. If you want to do coke, you snort coke. You know, you do the line like Tony Montana in there, you know what I mean, and all that lines out there, and you snort the lines, you know. The only thing I know about being shot up or shot, you know, people injecting shit like heroin and shit like that, where you tie off and do all that unnecessary shit. But, again, now,
that
it produces feelings. Now, it produces feelings of increased energy, euphoria. I'm not really sure what euphoria is. It has to be some kind of like, I think it's when you're like dizzy or something, right? Anybody know what euphoria is? So I don't sound all the way stupid.
I'm about to
quick.
Google it right now. Oh,
okay,
good.
We'll get back to us. Emotional warmth and empathy towards others and distortions in sensory and time perception. Now, basically what that's saying, y'all, is that you will be amped up. Okay, what's euphoria?
Mm-hmm. Okay, euphoria is medically recognized as a mental or emotional condition in which a person experiences intense feelings of well-being, happiness, excitement, or joy.
Oh, okay, so there you go. So I see. Okay, now let's run it back, y'all. Now, off of Molly, you will have increased energy, feeling really, really good, emotional warmth. You ever see the people with, like, the Joker smiles on their face, like, just cheesing for no type reason and everything like that? Then niggas is off this type of shit. Empathy towards others, which technically kind of means it's like you start feeling sorry for people and everybody. That's why they say people be fucking a lot and shit off of X and Miles and everything because you just don't give a fuck. You just love your fellow neighbor type shit. Like, they get over here, bitch, get over here, let's do this. And this distortions in sensory and time perception. Now, that's funny. That's interesting. As far as, like, not being able to see shit, I don't know because I've always been able to see off of all my drugs and everything. But that time distortion, that shit is so for real. Like, you be on, and you go be doing what you're doing or whatever, something like that. You look down, and, like, 2-3 hours done went by. You like, where the fuck did that go? Like, that shit right there, that shit is scary when you just lose 3 hours and it seemed like 30 minutes went by. That shit. But again, here are some of the downsides of this shit, though, y'all. Y'all got to be careful out here. Like, all the good shit that comes with drugs is always a lot more downsides. So I'm just saying this because, again, I want y'all to be careful out there when it comes to your drug use and what you're doing. Again, I be doing what I be doing, too, but it's about doing it the right way and being cool about it and not doing it too damn much where shit like this happens. Muscle tension, all right? Jaw clenching, that's my thing. That's what happens to me. You want to know when I'm turned up or people that know me, like when I be off pills and shit like that, I grind my teeth. Because I don't know why, it's just something that I do. It just happens. I don't know, I grind, that's why I chew a lot of gum, or I make sure you got gum and shit when I be thizzing and doing what I'm doing or whatever, because that shit will fuck your teeth up. Grinding them, I do that. Nausea, I don't get sick usually. Blurred vision, chills, depression, insomnia. Yes, insomnia, but I'm already an insomniac, so it doesn't matter. But here, depression, this is what I always say too. Don't do these type of drugs unless you about to do something that's fun. You know what I mean? Unless you're about to really be up. If you go to Magic Mountain or something, pop some pills. You're about to go out to, I'm not telling y'all what to do. I'm just like, again, don't listen to me. But you want to make sure that you have some type of fun activity, going to a club, doing like that. You don't want to be turned up off this type of shit and then sit lost in thought or be angry or, you know, get, because you can, it fucks with you like that. You will think long and hard about your fucked up baby daddy or did this, that, or whatever, wonder what happened and then, oh my God, like, just psycho shit. You know what I mean? Because it's a party drug. You're not supposed to sit and be sad about it. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be out doing something or at least fucking or doing something. I mean, shit, don't sit there and be all. So, again, don't do drugs unless you got something to go do. Because you see all these people that do drugs and just sit around the house all day and don't do shit or whatever or something like that. It looks pretty pathetic. You know what I mean? At least you got a reason. You can be like, man, I was out partying. That's why I was turned up. That's my excuse. All right. Insomnia. Okay, it doesn't matter. Fever. Yeah, it gets kind of hot. Loss of appetite. You don't even want to eat. You just want to smoke. You know what I mean? At least, far, again, just speaking on me, I be turned up. All you just do, it just amps up what you already want to do. I like to fuck. I like to smoke. I like to party. I like to dance. So when I be turned up, that's what I be on, and that's what it makes me want to do even more. So, yeah. Anxiety, yeah. Always anxious, wanting to do something. Keep going, keep moving. Sweating, rash, high blood pressure. Now, here's the cold part. Kidney failure.
Damn. But.
Kidney failure, heart failure, liver damage. Like, damn. Like, kidneys. See, this is why people die, because you got to realize when people are doing these type of drugs and everything like that, they usually offer a lot of alcohol and everything too. Alcohol already fucks with your kidneys and fucks shit up or whatever. So when you add in this type of shit, that fucks with your kidneys even more, and your kidneys shut down or something like that. Yeah, that's it for you. Or what? Mm-hmm. Lung or liver damage. That's the same thing, because, you know, they can't process all the drugs that's going through your body and everything. That's why you can't overload the body with drugs. You can give it a dash of drugs, give it some drugs, you know what I mean, but pace it out. Take your time. It's
oh,
okay.
My. Dagger.
What? I don't want people out here dying, man. Like I said, but again, I'm not going to sit up here and tell people not to do shit that I do myself. I'm not going to do that. That's not me. I'm out there turned up. When I can go out there and get turned up, I'm turned. But I'm still sitting here breathing alive talking to y'all. So I'm just trying to get people like, yo, just like I said, take your time on shit. Because look at this. It's even on here. Dehydration and death. Death is the last thing. So that's the ultimate form that can always get you is death. Like, of course, death is around the corner of anything.
Amen.
Picking up shit or anything like that. Like I said, you take 5 mollies in like 2 hours, with some alcohol and shit, and sniff a couple of lines and see if you make it through the night. You know what I mean? Like, it's not rocket science. I mean, that shit is stupid. But just had to have the Molly talk with people real quick. Because, again, I want y'all to, if y'all going to be out there doing what y'all do or whatever, like I said, I'm not here to judge nobody. I pop Molly's. I'll probably the most, I can show people really how to get turned up or whatever and still make it, because I've been turning up since I was 13, 14, I've been along with all the drugs along the line. There's just certain shit I didn't do. I don't eject myself, no heroin, none of that shit. Like I said, weed, X, Molly's on occasion, occasional line here and there depending on what's going on. But that's it. That's my line. I know where I'm at. I know what I do. And then I'm done.
That's
after
your
that,
line.
And I'm on.
That's so funny. But, that's so funny. You get it? I'm sorry, y'all.
The drag kicking. Nah, we good. But I have my beauty of the week. I'm sorry to my beauty of the week hanging. Well, she was hanging out for a second, real quick. We got to get her in here real quick. We're going to play a couple of tracks. We're going to be right back with Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. Queen, we got to get in the interview mode. And yeah, y'all hang out. We'll be right back. Dagger, Queen B, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Adult matters and adult topics. What else do I want to say? My drink's kicking in too. Hold on, let me sip this real quick. Oh yeah. And then my nigga, we'll just be right back with the Dagger's newest beauty of the week. My bad, I gotta get things situated. Let me organize myself. But I'm not off no pills tonight. Wish I was though. Be right back.
Did I do that? Oh, well, sitting in the cell like a cold jail, head spinning out of control. What did I do that? Oh, well, sitting in the cell like a cold jail, head spinning out of control. What did I do? Seriously, wear my shoes. I don't even know how I got in this room. All I know is we had a little bit too much.
qualities from this man to the other. But cause her from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past, I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love it. Make you love again. With a chance, I'll make you love again. I'm gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Love again, love again. I know you play dog pie, but I can see it from afar. Through the corridor of pain and behind the wall of scars. I can see your weary heart. Give something good a chance. We don't have to go too fast. I know it takes time to start. But in due time, I promise I'll build a bridge to your heart. Your heart's an open canvas, and my love's a delicate art. They were fake from the start, from them I remain apart. Cause they were aiming at your thighs, but I'm shooting for your heart. I can see the pain, and I know your heart's hurt. And I know it's hard to trust with a heart full of burdens. But surrender to your heart, cause I promise I'm determined. You give me the chance to make you love again, cause I know you're worth it. I see the same qualities from this man to the other. But cause up from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past, I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. With a chance, I'll make you love again. I'm gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Love again, love again. Gazing through your eyes, the window to your soul. Underneath the clothes and makeup, a woman that wants to be consoled. I can see the cracks and where it all fell apart. It's like you're clean open, then they left you in the dark. But your heart shines bright to Tony Stark. Those other men were bull, but this is not pretend. You can't be my Barbie, and neither I you can. Cause this right here is life. We might fuss and we might fight, but I want you out forever, not just for the night. We're most of this is talking, the path started walking. Say your heart's a flatline, well maybe I can pull it from the coffin. We're most of this is talking, the path started walking. Say your heart's been flatline, well maybe I can resurrect it from the coffin. See the same qualities from this man to the other. But cause up from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past, I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love again. Love again, gon' make you love again. With a chance, I'll make you love again. I'm gon' make you love again. Gon' make you love again. Gon' make you love again. Love again, love again. Find a wave of emotion that provokes you to jump shit before you had even boarded. You expected it to crash, but I'm on a course to your heart. You wanted something that'll last. Well, it's right in front of you, so please don't let it pass. You couldn't drown the pain with liquor, a rise over it was ass. Allow love into your future, leave the hurt off in the past. You couldn't drown it with the liquor, rise over it was axe. Allow love into your future, leave the hurt off in the past. See the same qualities from this man to the other. But cause up from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past, I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love again.
Gonna make you love again.
Love again,
gon' make you love again.
With a chance, I'll make you love again.
I'm gon' make you love again. Gon' make you love again. Gon' make you love again.
Love again, love again.
Until you weaken your knees, I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back, whack to that, slap to that.
Do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet when it comes to sex, girl. You know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep. Run eyes, baby. We in between the seats. So sexy and thick. You so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl. You know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Told me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flares. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
Know just what you do,
and if it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to it.
So I'ma beat it,
beat it down.
Yeah, I'ma beat it,
beat it down.
And if you feel like I should be the only one to see it, I'ma turn the camera off
before I
beat it,
beat it down, down, down.
Beat it,
beat it, I'ma beat it down.
When I thug in love from the very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, have a fantasy that you would see the man in me, never demanded me, and I would be your choice. And again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wedding bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue. It ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do,
if it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to it.
So I'ma beat it,
beat it,
beat it
down.
Yeah, I'ma beat it,
beat it,
beat it
down.
And if you feel like I should be the only one to see it, I'ma turn the camera off
before I
hit it,
beat it,
beat it
down.
Yeah.
Why Tom Cruise is in the closet, but I'm being joined now by famous singer-songwriter R. Kelly.
Well, I was just standing here, and Tom Cruise locked himself in the closet. I asked myself, why won't Tom Cruise just come out the closet? But nobody has no answers. And so I pull out my gun. Tell me why Tom Cruise in the closet, or else I'm gonna shoot someone.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackey. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, just making sure. Remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at us. But without further ado, Queen, we got to get in the interview mode. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You sure? Wait, get situated. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So without further ado, Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Miss Jasmine Wallace. How you feeling tonight, Ma? And let me first apologize for having you on hold so long. You know, we got to talking about drugs and everything real quick. I got to deeply apologize on top.
It's okay.
How are you?
How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm good.
Jasmine.
How are you?
Wait, is it Jasmine?
Yeah,
is,
I was just about
to say it right?
Yeah,
or did
Jasmine.
I say it wrong? Oh, it is, Joe. Okay, see, I was right. Ha ha.
Okay, so it's Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am. There it is.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Miss Jasmine, as always, go ahead, just a brief introduction, you know, about yourself real quick. Because, again, you never know who's out there listening. You can definitely talk about yourself better than I can. And then we're going to dissect the bio a little bit. And then I'm going to pick your brain a little bit, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
All right.
I'm Jasmine Wallace. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I go to school for medical assisting, and then after that I'm going for nursing. I waitress at a hip-hop club here in Tulsa. I do a little bit of modeling, not as much as I used to do, just because of school and everything like that. But,
right.
I mean, I'm not really good talking about myself. Like, you have to ask me questions for me to
okay.
really,
well, no.
like,
okay.
open
well,
up,
you
honestly.
You have the right people asking questions now. Like, ask your questions, it's never a problem. First off, I want to know, how do you, born and raised in Oklahoma, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, see, my homeboy lives out there. He recently, but he's been out there a couple of years now, but he's from L.A., but he had to move out there, right? And I went out there to go visit. How do you do that? It's nothing out there. I'm sorry. Maybe this is me coming from the city.
For real.
But I swear, like, I'm dead, because like I said, I'm a city boy. So then I'm out there with the homie riding with him, and, like, where we have, like, blocks of, like, houses, you know, trying to squeeze people in, y'all just got, like, open fields. Just nothing. You know what I mean? Just nothing. For miles. Like, I mean, what kind of, I guess my question is, I mean, is it like one of those kind of communities where it's like, you know, everybody, once you're in school, it's like everybody's in the same classes, you know, all, you know, it's the same people. It's like, is it like small in the sense? I mean, I'm being serious though. I'm only asking because I don't know. That's all I'm going to find out.
I mean, like the smaller areas in Oklahoma, like they call them the rural areas. Those, of course, you're gonna, like your example, like you said, with schools. Those are the kinds that are going to have the schools where you have only 15 people graduating from your class and stuff like
wow.
that. Now, when you get to bigger, a little bit of bigger cities, like where I'm from, Tulsa or Oklahoma City, of course, is the biggest city in Oklahoma. When you get to those, then, you know, it becomes, you know, different. It becomes
okay.
an actual, like, public school and stuff like that where, you know, it's a lot bigger. I mean, Tulsa has almost 400,000 people in it. I mean, Oklahoma City, I forgot what the number
cute.
Was for Oklahoma City.
That's
yeah,
cute.
Shut up. Whatever.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm
like that. These are the times when I just wish I had a computer geek, because you said 400,000. I wonder what the population of like LA is right now, or like LA County or something like that. Just out of curiosity. But
whatever.
I'm just saying. But like I said, it's got to be a different kind of sense though, because I mean what's growing up out there like? I mean, how's coming up? You know, it's like where do people hang out? I mean, like I'm curious.
I mean, Tulsa, like, it's different now because now I'm a little bit older now. As if I was in high school, like, I mean, the weird thing we would do to hang out, like, normal stuff, like, bigger things, you go to house parties or you go to, like, the teenage club or you get to sit by me and
sit
to the grown people club.
But I know they be popping
okay.
though, huh? Because there's nothing else really to do. So I mean, when people go out, everybody goes fucking out, right? Like this spot is popping and it be turned up, huh? I know that.
Oh my god! Like yes.
Okay,
yes,
I believe
you're
that.
Absolutely right. Like those are just like Tulsa, like because I'm moving out of here next year to finish school. I'm going to Dallas. All
right. Ooh, Texas.
Tulsa,
oh, I got some people out there in Texas that may want to say what's up.
Yeah,
what's up? Go ahead.
I'm going to Dallas, and then after school I'm going to Houston, but. Tulsa, like, when you go to the clubs in Tulsa, like, right now there's only one main hip-hop club. There's a second one, but it's starting to make a comeback or whatever. But, like, when you go to the clubs in Tulsa, like you said, you see everybody all the time. So, of course, you just think it's jumping tonight.
Well, talk about Hayes then, because you're currently working at you said, is that the spot? Is that, like, the top
yes,
spot out there right now?
At. Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's that like? I mean, is this, I know, packed up? I mean, do y'all ever get, because this is hard, number one, at least out here in L.A., because number one, we got too much variety out here. You know, everybody can just go anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can go, there's always Friday night. Every night, there's somewhere to fucking go. You know what I mean? Out here.
Right.
Now, out there, I'm assuming it's like on the weekends, it's like, no, we're going to Hayes. If anybody's going out, everybody's going here. Like, so, but at the same time, you realize that also shows, like, because everybody could kind of fit. Everybody in the city can kind of fit into one club, like, you know, I'm just
talking
about fucking.
Okay, don't do that. Don't mean. Don't do it that.
It's
so mean.
I can only talk about it, because I've been there. At least I guess I just didn't catch the right spot or something like that. Like, if I ever come back and visit again, then maybe you can show me where it gets turned up and everything like that. I may have been in the wrong
spot. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you with Tulsa. Like, every year there's a new place that's the place to go. Hayes has been pretty consistent lately, but I mean, it's only a matter of time before something else comes through and everybody's going to be like, oh, girl, we're going there. Forget Hayes. We ain't going to Hayes. You know what I mean? Like, Tulsa's like real. The only thing that's been consistent all the time is this hole in the wall
Ratchet Club called the Vegas Club on Wednesdays.
The Ratchet, get it though.
I love the Ratchet show. I love
the Ratchet. I would be there.
Yes, if I wasn't doing this interview, I would be there, to be honest with you, because it's Wednesday.
Oh, look at that.
I love the Ratchet. They never disappoint you, ever.
Hey,
never.
You know what, see, I like Jasmine right here. Jasmine's going to have to hang around for the rest of the show, because Jasmine's keeping it real already, because you know why Ratchets are so good at what they do? Because we're living in a time where they know what they are. It's like when you accept who you are, like these bitches that's like, yeah, I'm a ratchet, yeah.
Yes.
When they know who they are and what they're there for and what they're trying to do, it's a beautiful sight because they out there trying to get it.
They
you know
are.
What I mean?
They love who they are. They like, I don't care what you think about me. Well, I'll be the first one to say I'm a ratchet. Now what, twerk? I'm like, I'll get it. I'm playing, girl.
You know, like I always say, we don't discriminate over here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You, as long as you about yourself or whatever, different show, because there's show enough.
Right.
You, show enough, you being like that, there's some nigga in there that's going to drop his whole pocket
yes.
on you. You know what I mean? A couple of niggas. Get that shit. You know what I mean? But there is one thing you said, Jasmine, that intrigued me. I noticed, and let me see if I was wrong, because you said you were doing modeling off and on, but then you stopped modeling to go to school. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't, like, do it as much as I used to. Like, before, I was just all about trying to, like, model and stuff like that and go on photo shoots and things like that. As with now, my main focus is besides my little girl's school.
But that's my point. I don't think I've heard that, you know, as far as people having a choice. You know what I mean? When you made the choice to be like, because you definitely got it. You know what I mean? If you pushed yourself and really wanted to go that way, you know, but the fact that you were like, you know what, I got to let this modeling thing chill out real quick while I take care of my daughter and go to school. Like, that's some real shit right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for
know
real.
I mean? That's major right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
So I had to definitely, because I thought I heard, because, you know, I don't hear shit like that. When you hear shit like that, like, because it's best, especially when, like I said, you don't have to. You're technically one of those girls where it's like, no offense or anything, but in the right situation, you don't have to do shit except, you know, work, put something on, and step out, you know what I mean, do whatever. But you made the choice to not do that. And then that's why we can sit here and laugh at the ratchet-ass bitches that do that shit. That's why it's so amazing.
No, I have a question. No, real quick, because like Dagger said, like, what made you go into modeling being from Oklahoma? Like, you know, there's nothing out there. So usually, you know, usually females decide, okay, if I'm going to do this, this is what I'm going to do. They pick up and they move, you know, either to L.A. or they move to New York in order to do, you know, their thing. So, I mean, how did you decide, you know, like, straight in Oklahoma, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, like, all right, I'm going to take pictures and this is what I'm about, all that stuff?
No, the reason why I decided to stay in Oklahoma, what happened was when I first started modeling, what's crazy is I actually ended up having my little girl right afterwards, and then the person I had my daughter with, his job, the company he worked for, was in Louisiana. So I actually moved to Louisiana for a little while. That's the first time I took a break from my modeling. And then when we decided to move back, I was like, okay, I want to try to do my modeling again. And since I've been to Louisiana, then I kind of know some people now. I can try to make it work. Well, then my daughter, you know, finally started school and everything like that, and I was just like, it's just like a lot going on, and so I decided that I'm going to put her first, and then I'm going to try to stay in Oklahoma and make this modeling work, but if it doesn't, like, at least I know I'm taking care of business the right way, my daughter, and then I come second. Like, that's just how I've always been ever since I had my little girl, like, and nothing against nobody, but a lot of females who have kids, I don't feel like they're mothers. I just feel like they had a baby because it takes a lot more than to just
hey,
push
you
the baby out of your
right.
Like,
right.
To
no,
reach,
you have to
reach
right.
more than, you know,
said,
a lot
to.
Of these females. Like, honestly, like, I'm sick of
nah, but
these
you talking about you don't want to offend nobody. Fuck these people out here that be about that shit. That's what we tell them all the time. They don't listen to us, so I'm glad you said it. No, they don't listen to us.
I mean,
bitches
for real,
is dumb.
Like,
Just because you have a kid, you said it yourself. Just because you had a kid, just because you spit a little version of you from between your legs does not make you a mother. That just, you just
exactly.
And then I see a lot of women that's just there with their kids. You know what I mean? Not really mother. The kid's just there. You know what I mean?
And there's a difference
between being a mother and then just having a little motherfucker that follows you everywhere because that motherfucker has to and ain't got nowhere else to go unless you drop them off somewhere else or something. Like, there's a difference, you know, and you can tell.
No, that's absolutely, absolutely true. And then, like, another thing that makes me mad, like, when it comes to females who have kids, there are a lot of guys out here who want to be in their kid's life. And some of these just the off-brand females will not let this man be in his kid's life because he either don't want to be with you, he don't give you the type of money
that
you want.
I catch it the other way,
like,
though.
Right?
I see it the other way a little bit.
I know a lot of females. Hold on,
because I wanted to talk about, you know, baby mamas and daddies and everything. That's just what I wanted to get into a little bit later. So I'm assuming, Jasmine, do you have time? Because, I mean, technically your interview's kind of over, but we're having so much fun. I want you to be able to hang out for the rest of the show. Are you able to do that?
That's cool.
Yes. All right. Now, we'll get a Daggers double play. I'm going to sip a couple more of this drink real quick. You know what I mean? We'll get all the way right. And we're gonna have this baby mama and baby daddy talk. This ought to get real, real interesting. Like I said, you jumped again. This is why I keep telling people all the time. This is why I do this show. This is what Bang Out Radio is for: exchange of ideas, meeting real people that we just talk it. You know what I mean? But we can't be real in the streets because a little real. You can imagine telling somebody who's in this situation, you actually try to help them out, telling them the truth. People can't handle the truth. You know what I mean? But that's what we walk in. That's what we live in. I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at. So it's good to know that there's other people out there that walk the same path that I do and shit. So Daggers Double Play, y'all. We'll be right back.
Oh, shit. The Dagger Bitches. A.K.A. 4DB Witty. It's that anti-hater music. Ooh. Got me Shayla with me.
No, it's not just Shayla.
Say something to
me. It's Shayla Arabiosa Cruz. Get it right.
By now I thought you did it, but it's apparent you don't. I've been like, but look at them, they won't. Y'all are confused cats running through this maze like a lab rat. Doing anything but cheesing, that's a rat trap. You get that? I bet not. This world is filled with idiots. They saying, happy being ignorant. Sucking gunshots, cops, baby mama's bill collectors. Debts piling up, you grab the heat and down and do whatever. Looking for a nigga slipping, catch a nigga, flash a cash. Run up in the trap house, gaffle up the whole stash real fast. Giving you a sample of what niggas do. Everybody for themselves. It's fucked up, simple, but I ain't going back to Africa. I ain't living in the motherland, so gotta make it work and pay attention on a daily basis. Playing with your lives, and if they come and take
you, can't give up, you must hold it
right
down.
Conversation, Samuel with it. Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulate. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland, of all the sparks and shit is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats, somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat, your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I may like it. Then start asking because my background and credit's good is nothing. I could cop a Uzi, shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it down.
Ridicule, started a fool, now I'm a king with the crown jewel. All the new school, neither
nigga got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in. Not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stop. It should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside with the gang I represent. Everyone I know's a hustler. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you wanna sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.
Oh shit, here we go. The Dagger Bitches, AKA 4DB with me. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realize a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things are gonna be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me.
You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, sent so many shots, they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas. Thinking what you did, puffing up these bitches' heads. Thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with your check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping. Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strike, not just once, happened twice. Said it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger Bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka. The way it has to be, these people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for Rhapsody. But I'm mad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weak smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. Oh, DB.
This is my state-of-the-art surveillance center.
Why does a pimp need a surveillance center?
Included in your retainer fee is state-of-the-art bit surveillance. Quiet Storm here has been monitoring your wife's conversations and emails.
Daddy, I've got transcripts of all the conversations today, no mention of Usher. I'm hacking into your email now, but the computer is running a bit slow. Perhaps if we didn't have dial-up.
Bitch, don't start with that we need another computer again. You say that every time a new iMac comes out. You ain't slick. You better make that G4 work, bitch, and stop playing with me.
Yes, Daddy.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down. And right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, let's make sure. Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Jasmine, still good?
I'm here.
Okay, okay. And then last but definitely not least, let's see if she's focused. Let's see if she's in the game. Miss Koya, you good?
Hi, I'm good.
All right, there it is. Oh, but damn. But I'm on my own, and we're about to get into an interesting topic. But before we jump into it real quick, Jasmine, real quick, I also noticed this, I wanted to ask real quick. I see you love scary movies. I'm a very connoisseur of scary movies myself. You know, that's all I really watch is horror movies, gore, things like that. What's your favorite scary movie?
The Blob.
The Blob? Now, the old one, like the 1800s
one, yes.
Like the first one?
The original, yes.
She took it back. Oh, what you talking about The Blob? You don't know about
I
that.
I love The Blob. That thing used to scare me. Like, I wouldn't even play with, like, Jell-O. I would eat Jell-O. I wouldn't play with nothing. No, like, put nothing like that. I didn't want to see nothing like that when I was a kid. I was terrified.
Okay. And what horror movie just, like, hasn't done it? What has, like, missed the mark? Anything stands out? Like, what the fuck you saw? Like, what the fuck was that?
That newest Texas Chainsaw Fool, the thing.
The one with Trey Songz? Trey Songz didn't hold it down? I heard he held it.
I wanted to go look at him. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to take my shirt off. Because the rest of that movie is dumb. I don't remember.
Ah, damn it, I'm outnumbered, man. This is going to be interesting. All right. All the homies done left and shit. But it's all right. But look. All right. Baby mamas, baby daddies, people with kids. Let me just start off. Let me get the ball rolling. Let me start off this way because it seems interesting. I've just been realizing because I keep going on saying I'm gonna wind up ending up alone someday because like I said I got a lot of rules now as far as you know certain things I just really don't feel I want to tolerate. So one of those things is one of the things at least as far as I go is I told myself I could never see myself actually having a serious relationship and being with somebody that has kids, especially like two or three or like their own little tribe or something like that. You know what I mean? I could never. But many people have told me, like, you know, it just depends on the girl. Like, the right girl gets you in the right situation, and she's doing what she's doing and everything like that. You'll be able to step in there, do what you got to do, everything will be okay, whoop, whoop, this, that, or whatever. But, again, just a lot of things that come along with that. First of all, since we were talking about baby daddies earlier and everything like that. Now, you may never know it, or I may never really show it, but I'm a real, like, jealous person. You know what I mean? I am. I have a lot of bad thoughts. I have real serious trust issues with people. Because I've seen it, I've done it, it's happened to me, and I've heard a lot of stories from people's mouths that have been doing shit. So it's like, I know it'll be going down. You know what I mean? So it's like, at least as far as baby daddies goes, it's like, that's just always so. It's just too many thoughts in my head. Like, especially if he's involved. You were talking about how a lot of guys aren't involved or whatever. That's like always a catch 22 for me in a situation because I don't be wanting that nigga to be around. But But at the same time, he's got to be. If he wants to be around, it's like, yeah, I want you to be around because I'm not. I don't want to play that. You know, father role position. Like I said, I'm not a role model. I can't do that right now. But again, a quick side note, like shouts out to those that are out there. That, like I said, if you're able to really step into, you know, another man's position, raise they see, and, you know, show the love and do what you got to do, I mean, all props to you. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to downplay anybody that's able to do that type of shit. You know, but to me, that's like going, it's like me saying the same shit to motherfuckers that join the army. It's like, that's something else I'm never going to do. But thank you for, you know, putting your life on the line and going to go do that. You know what I mean? That's just, so.
That's
But I mean, it's kind of a catch 22 situation on my end. Like I said, I got real trust issues. I got real like jealousy issues. So it's like, and then when a girl's talking about, well, I gotta go holler at my baby daddy, or I gotta go see my baby daddy, or this like that, whatever. I just always, all I think about is you fucking a nigga. That's all I think about.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm dead serious. Because I know, baby mamas that still fuck their baby daddies, even though they might say they don't, or that nigga ain't never around or nothing like that. Or even if he hasn't, or you haven't, or whatever, it's that nigga that just at any given point in time, it could just may happen because that's your baby daddy. You know what I mean? That's who that is. Mm-hmm. Y'all done had a kid together. Y'all obviously don't fuck more than once a lot of times. You know what I mean? So it's not like, and I think about that shit, you know what I mean, instantly. So that's why I be like, if she don't got kids, then it's like I don't have to deal with that's just something I don't have to deal with at all completely. But that's just like I said, I'm special. Don't listen to me, but I'm weird, but I'm being serious though. This is why I think I'm gonna be destined. Like I may down the line or whatever, I'm just gonna wind up like an old lonely man all by myself because I just
no. You can find a person without no kids. What?
Come on now.
Really? You can find somebody without no kids. I'm just saying.
But here's the other option though. But see, now here's the other side to that though. Now there are not a lot of people in my age range that don't have kids. So then my options are either try to get like a cougar or somebody whose kids are already like out of the house, gone or type shit or whatever.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Or in college or some shit.
Wow.
Try to get a sugar mama or something. Or it's a youngin. But then you know, but then there's the age gap. And then that's something else. So like I said, it's hard for me. But don't mind me, y'all. Like I said, how y'all feel about the baby? Am I wrong? Like I said, in the other situation, has the baby mama's been a problem for anybody? Can anybody else speak on this situation or have been in this?
Baby mama's ain't the problem for me. I mean, if you meet a guy and baby mama ain't there, then that's not really a problem. So I can't really speak on that. You know, when you be the person that step up and be like, you know what, this little girl or this little boy needs something, then that's what you do. But in my situation, nah, baby mama ain't there, so I can't even really say I dealt with some baby mamas. That's not my skill. Like, I understand what you're saying because to me,
there
I would
you go. You just choose not
mama.
To deal with it at all, right? You just be like, I'm not dealing with the period. Right?
No, exactly, because to me, I wouldn't want to deal with nobody's baby mama. Not at all.
Okay.
The dude that I mess with, yes, he does have a baby, but yes, at the same time, he is a single father. So, therefore,
oh, so she just really ain't in the picture whatsoever. So, yeah, so you still don't
not
have
at all.
To worry about that whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, so see.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, like, she's like, because
I mean, like,
faithfully,
I
I'm good.
I mean, like, no, the only reason why I can kind of relate to that situation is because it's like my brother is a baby daddy. So, like, I can look at it from both sides of the fence. Because I look at his situation and be like, damn, your baby mama cold. Like she do dumb shit to just. Oh, every time I hear a story come out his mouth about his baby mama, I just be like,
wait,
damn.
Wait, not to cut you off, Queen. I'm sorry. Who's trying to break into something?
What?
Who's knocking on something?
Oh, man.
What?
Somebody was knocking. I know I wasn't.
Yeah,
tripping.
I heard
I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
I
heard it too. No, I heard
it too. Okay, I'm making sure I'm not tripping. I heard it sound like somebody's trying to break into something. Act like I'm tripping, but go ahead,
Queen.
Because
I had to go to the store because I said before.
See, people doing too much. Go ahead, Queen.
No, but like with that situation, like I can step into my brother's shoes because it's like
I'm about to go back to.
I see my
right
brother.
Now.
I see my brother all the time. You feel me? Like we live here. You feel me? Like that's my brother. So when he comes with any stories about his baby mama, I'll be like, okay, quiet. Come on now.
No, I got her. I just muted her real quick. We'll get back to her in a second. Go ahead.
Okay, but like you feel me? So like on both sides of the fence. Like I can see because I got homegirls with kids. Like me, I've been fortunate enough to not have been blessed with that yet. Yeah, I've been blessed to not go through that situation yet. But I have homegirls who had babies, and I've been there since babies were born, like day one. You feel me? So I understand both sides of the fence, but I understand what you're coming from too, Dagger, because, like, personally, I don't like to deal with niggas who have kids because I'm jealous. Like, what you going to, like, I understand that's your baby mama, like, okay, you want to be in your kid's life, and I'm all for that, but then it's like, oh, no, I'm like, so what you,
that,
you,
man,
going, you
always
going
somebody
over there
else
to pick up your baby?
It's
like,
always
you,
somebody
you going
else
over there
to
pick up your baby, or you going over there, you going to spend a night, like, what you over
that's
there?
Always, that's just hard, because, you know, for me,
I'm jealous.
Because for me, like
I'm
I said,
jealous.
Just like that, that's kind of how I am, too. I mean, like I said, deep down, I'm kind of a jealous person. Yeah, like I said, I hide it really well. I try not to show up, but I am, and then it's like, that, like you just said, and, oh, man. And I just don't, like I said, I just don't know, man. It's just crazy when you just think about it because you don't want to be put in certain situations. And I'm not trying to be an asshole about the situation, but like I said, at the same time, it's always like there's somebody else there. That's always, it's a double-edged sword because, again, you want the person to be a stand-up father. You want the people to be a stand-up people, stand-up mother or whatever, be there for their kids. So that, because, again, I'm not trying to invest in the kid or anything like that either. You know what I mean? This is your son or your daughter. This is your, you know what I mean? This technically is y'all situation because I don't know, at least at this point in time, if I could step into that and take over that where I could be like, you know what, nigga, we don't need you type shit or don't want to be bothered with. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be, then that's a whole other different situation. Because
right.
that's when I feel that the man
too.
Is ready to take over that role or whatever, when he could basically tell his girl that, you know, we don't need nothing from your baby daddy. You know, if he wants to see him, that's fine or whatever, but that's it. You know what I mean? He don't got to pay for anything. I got everything covered. We're going to handle this. We're going to do us type shit. That's a man stepping into that situation, stepping into that role. Besides that, it's still whatever, baby mama, baby daddy shit, this, that, whatever, however people handle their situations. And
yeah.
It's just a really thin line, and it's just extra stress. And then, you know, there's always the people that's like, you know, you don't got to worry about it. You don't got nothing to worry about. It's okay. It's only this. It's only that. It's like, yeah, want to believe them, you know. But I mean, people are people. We all know. Like I said, I've seen it. I've seen it all. Like I've heard it all out of baby mama's mouths. You know what I mean? I done dealt with somebody's baby mama's. You know what I mean? Like it's. It's reality. Like, this is the cold part. So, hold on real quick. Let's see. Koya, are you good? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You can't be having conversations while we over here trying to have a talk about baby mamas and daddies and all this shit over here.
I was not trying to have a conversation. My mom just yelled at me because I had walked to the store and got her the wrong cigarette.
I would have yelled at you too.
She was like, are you drunk as fuck or something? I was like, no, I'm not drunk. She didn't show me the cigarettes. I just asked for your type of cigarettes. That's it. I know the type of cigarettes.
And then don't text me talking about boy Q-U-N. Like I said, you should
have
been paying attention at the time.
I was paying attention at the time. I wanted to say some stuff about the issue you was talking about.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, anyway, like you said, you want to tell the father of the child to be like, you know, we don't need you, but at the same time, like, you know, in my situation, I don't never try to neglect the mother. Like, when she want to hop in every couple of months or whatever and be like, oh, I love my daughter, I want to be there for my daughter, I want to be there for my son or whatever, you know what I mean?
I mean, you want to buy him a present for his birthday or something like that or whatever and hang out. I mean, whatever you do on your time with your kid or whatever, you know, that's all you or whatever, but like I'm saying, you know how people be in other situations or I've seen situations where they getting money for other things, this, that, or whatever, where the nigga's, like, involved. You know, kind of think like we all saw Dead Presidents, right? You know, I've seen a lot of movies. We make movie references mm-hmm. around here. Remember Dead Presidents, man, when he came back from the Army and the pimp dude was all about his girl and everything like that, mm-hmm. dropping off money and all kind of shit and everything like that? I mean, kind of like that situation.
You telling me to, don't take me back talking about who is this when you send this shit to my fucking phone every day. I mean, every Wednesday, every slap Sunday.
No, because your ass replied to a group message. So, yeah, some of the other people got the – everybody in that group message got the same damn message you just sent me. So now they're asking who the fuck is you.
My bad.
Yeah, it works that way. So, anyway, as we were saying.
My bad. Anyway, like I was saying, I just want to, Q, excuse me, Q,
cue in to say that. Like, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with somebody that have other kids by another person, you know, if they're in their life or they're not in their life, at the same time, I feel like if you're in that type of situation, you should support the biological father or the biological mother in that, you know, in the absence, because it's just like every child wants to know about their biological father. I like Koya.
She's over here also trying to be on some nice shit.
Because,
it's good, though.
I mess with a guy that has a baby, and I feel like when the situation comes about, I feel like, no, I'm not going to turn the biological mother down. Like,
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not saying turn down anything that biological mother or father or whatever wants to do for their child, you allow them to do. You know what I mean? In certain situations, you know, I'll be all for it. Like, yeah, take this kid and go. Go do whatever you want. You know, bye. You know, that's what I would be on anyway. I support that. But what I'm saying is that I've been told in order to have a serious relationship with a lady with kids, you have to have a serious relationship with her kids as well. You can't separate the fact, you know, that the kid, and you can't separate her and the kid.
Because I don't know if it's just because I'm a female, and, you know, females are very emotionally attached and stuff like that, you know, but, like, regardless of which way it goes, it's just like if I end up messing with him, it's just like I'm going to love his kids regardless of the fact, because I've been there. And it's being with the kids, you grow an emotional attachment to them. You grow your own relationship with them.
But wait, because
I can look at it on the other side of the coin, because I don't know, when it comes to situations like that, I try to put myself in other people's situations. Like, mind you, I got a homegirl who had a baby before she was messing with somebody else. Like, mind you, she's had two kids after, you know, since she's been with her now baby daddy, but before they had that pop-in, he had to build a relationship with her daughter, you feel me? And it was like, okay, every time he's seen her daughter. And so it was like, okay, now I got to get in the mindset that, okay, if I'm going to be with her, then I got to be with her and her baby. So then it was like, okay, now we in a relationship. You ain't fucking with nobody else. You better not be fucking with nobody else. That nigga was straight jealous. Like, you was messing with old boy when you was messing with me. So now what the fuck is this about? We do. And nigga was mad jealous. And nigga was like, he was really jealous. And I was like, I couldn't understand it. But then when you put yourself in the other person's shoes, it's kind of like, okay, now you can understand why he was jealous and why he was upset. And now it's like, okay, it's been a couple years later, and now they got two kids together. So now it's like, okay, and boom, now that's my baby mama. Like, now my baby mama ain't going nowhere. Like, because I'm here, the three of them, this is my kid. Like, the three of these are my babies. Like, can't nobody fuck with them. You feel me? So it's like, so you have to have a whole new respect for somebody when you know they step up to the plate,
and you hit it right on the head right there. Respect, like you said, you got to have respect for who you're dealing with, and you have to have respect for the person who else is going to be involved. Because when you're dealing with somebody with kids, you have, if there's no respect between you and that baby mama, baby daddy, or whatever, and everything like that, that you're going to have to at least deal with in some situation, in some shape, way, or form, somewhere down the line. Because again, like, I agree with Koya. See, the difference with Koya seems like, she's like, you know what, it's just all good. I mean, this is going to all be love, and, you know, I just got to do it. I mean, it's cool to think that way. I'm not trying to downplay, but that's just where you're at with it. Like, I wish I could feel that way, you know what I mean? Because,
But I said it myself.
Like I said, I got serious trust issues. I got serious jealousy issues. And that's just from experience, and just like I said, it's just.
Yeah, I understand the trust issues, and I understand how you feel, but I'm saying that when you deal with a person that have kids, for one, you have to know that you trust this person, and then after that, you know that you trust this person, then you have to, like, boom, it's a package. You can't deal with this person unless you deal with their kids. Boom, you deal with their kids,
see,
and you have
your own personal relationship with the child. But it's the extra thing that we're talking about here. It's that baby mama, it's that baby daddy. Now, let me ask you this. Would you rather the baby mama be involved or would you rather her not be involved?
I mean, in my case, they want to be involved.
Yeah, in your case, we'll just talk about.
In my case, but I'm talking about just overall, period.
Listen, because it's that extra. I just want to make sure you understand the question. I just want to make sure we're clear on this because it's not the relationship with the girl and the kid. We've established that. Okay, I'm dealing with her. I deal with her kid. We're talking about this extra relationship over here. It's already an extra.
Right.
You got to deal with her.
Right.
You got to deal with her kid. Now
right.
You got to deal with this extra person over here. You know what I mean? Now, would you rather
yeah,
that extra person
that. So,
be involved, or would
I,
you rather that
you know
extra
what?
Person not?
You know what? It's so mean to say, but it's like, it's so great that I don't have to deal with a baby mama.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank
it's
you.
So mean.
Thank
it's
you.
Really
okay.
mean.
Bottom line.
And,
that's
and
all
it's
I want
really
to hear.
Not, and it's really not okay. But at the end of the day, it's just like when she wants to come in, I'm going to let her come in because at the end of the day, if you're not going to be there all the time, it's not going to bother me. I feel like
just,
I'm with him.
This is
I'm
the
with
world
him
we live
all
in,
the time.
Though. But this
I'm
is just the craziest catch 22.
I'm with her all the time.
But even,
and
but
it's
even
just like, at the end of the day, it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, you're not here all the time, so you're not going to bother me.
Because you're not going to play devil's advocate on that note.
But
you're going to play devil's advocate on that note. Like, okay, like, say she was to come in, and she was to just to be there all the time. Now, mind you.
But say she wanted to come in and just take over completely and cut you out.
It'd be a different situation. Then I would probably feel how he feels.
But I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, now mind you, let's just talk about something. I just want to play devil's advocate real quick because, you know, Dagger told me that real quick. So I just had to, you know, I had to just put my foot in somebody else's shoes real quick. Now mind you, now say Bay Mama decides she want to come back. Now she want to come back
mm-hmm.
and she want to be a part of the baby life. Like,
mm-hmm.
do you still have that same attitude? Because it's like, well, boom, bitch, I've been here for whoop-de-whoop amount of time, and now it don't matter. Or do you be like,
okay,
oh, no,
and,
bitch, you
and
need to get on about your way and keep it pushing because you ain't been here for your jump. Like,
and
I
no,
just, like...
It's not that situation. If the baby mama were to come, and she's like, boom, I'm in here, and I'm ready for my daughter, and I'm ready for my son, or whatever the hell... The situation is, if she be like, boom, I'm here and I'm ready to be a mother, I'm ready to do this, I'm here regardless of which way it goes. Of course, I'm about to embrace it at first, but then after
Koya,
a while, when time progresses,
you want that kumbaya, shit. I can't take too much
listen
more of this kumbaya
to,
shit.
Just listen to me. Okay. At first, yes, I'm going to embrace it like, yeah, woo, there we go, the baby got her biological.
And then you're going to turn
no
on
fucking,
her? And then you're going to turn
no,
on her later? Why
no,
wait?
I'm not saying I'm going to turn. Wait, listen. I'm not saying I'm going to turn on her. But if she has, like, I'm coming to be a mother of my child, not I'm coming to be a family with your nigga, then it's a different aspect. Now, if she's trying
okay.
to come and be a family with your nigga, then it's going to be a fucking
yes.
problem.
Okay.
Now,
I guess
it was
I
not.
See,
now, if she was just like,
go.
Okay, I'm coming to be a mother to my child. I have
you
a relationship
it
with
real
my
thin.
Child. I
you
talk to him.
It real
I talk to him
thin.
Because... But that's what I'm saying. If that were to happen, if she were to come back and she were to be like, okay, I'm just trying to be a
but that's what I'm
child,
saying, though. But that's what I'm saying.
No, wait.
You see how...
Wait,
wait, I got
other,
it. I got it right
okay.
here. I got it right here, Koya. You see the fact that you even brought up my point in this whole conversation. Is that it's that extra worry or whatever or something like that. Is it even worth dealing with? You brought it up yourself. You brought it all the way back around because you even said
you're
it wrong.
Right.
Well, she tried
you're
to holler
right.
at my dude.
You're right, Dagger.
Da, 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 da.
You are
that's
so
what
right.
it is. That's what we've been
like,
talking about from the beginning.
You're,
so hold on.
You're
let me ask.
Right.
Hold
now,
on. Somebody's real quiet. No. Jasmine, real quick.
That's
Jasmine,
what I was,
hold on. Jasmine, wait, you heard the left, the rights. We've been kicking some shit. Before we take this music break, what do you think on this real quick before we take this break?
I mean, me personally, since I do have a daughter, I can kind of speak on it, too. I'll just tell the truth, throw it out there. I got married before I had my daughter.
Congrats.
And then,
that's what I'm
talking
about.
You know
what I mean? At least you love your baby mama. You was his wife first.
Get it from
your wife. That's
your
right.
wife, not your baby mama.
Get it from
this job. I got married, and then we had our daughter, you know.
That's
of course,
what I'm talking
you
about.
Know, we're not together. We're not together no more, whatever. Me, personally, ever since we split up, I have had no desire to want to be with him again, want to hook up with him, want to even... I want to even be in his presence.
I mean, I've heard that too. I've heard that too.
Not every woman is like that. Like, I don't have no desire.
That's
real.
I mean, sometimes it would actually be like a disgust. Like, I can't even believe, like, I was even, you know what I mean? Does it really turn into complete,
like... No, you
know
what? I don't feel that way about him. No, because, like, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my daughter. So I'm not going to
But you just know it's not
going to
happen again, though. But you just know
it will never happen again. That's what I'm saying. He has a fiance. I want to go to their wedding and throw some petals, throw... Give y'all some money to go to a honeymoon.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with, yes.
See,
I have no desire.
Okay.
Well,
I guess
we'll go
on that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not
right
every woman who has a baby is like that.
All right.
That's
well,
what I'm
like
saying
I said,
right
well, that's
there.
Good to know. So I needed to hear that, too, because, like I said, I really got a dark outlook on the world. So, yeah, I guess it's good to hear that, too, as well.
That's all I'm trying to say. Like, Jasmine, boom, you know what? I really like you because, you know what, females is out here so fiending to be baby mamas. And it's like, no, why do you want to be a baby mama?
Like you got a trophy.
I mean,
or something.
I understand.
Like, hey,
right,
I'm a baby
like,
mama.
Oh,
what?
My gosh. Like, no, no.
Either way, he got up.
No. That's not very bad. Oh, my gosh. That's
no way. I mean, you know,
it's ridiculous. Like, you know what? So I give you props on that 100% because it's just like
I give you a lot of respect.
Everybody claims to
I
be
give
a baby
you a
mama
lot of respect.
This, like, boom, if you can get the ring and then I learned that a long time ago. It was first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby,
then
the
comes
baby,
the
baby, baby,
marriage.
I was just
all right,
like,
on
no,
that
no,
hold on. We're going to be right back. All right, so. Dagger, Queen, man, Jasmine hanging out. It's an interesting night. Koya, it's always interesting, man. I'm all outnumbered and everything. But this is, like I said, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. This is how we do, y'all. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday.
See, right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself. Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here. For all them girls out there that's shaking their body, shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. Alright.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating their body to the music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so, so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you want to dance, I'm reaching for some. Down, round, and round, freaking on me, turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Shake it, shake it, baby. Make it, make it, make it money. Hey, mama gotta get paid too. See, all y'all, I've been waiting, waiting, cash. Charlotte, she weren't before. Get the cash, try to hold the dollar, knowing. But mama gotta get paid too.
Jig
niggle jiggle. All up in my grill.
it on your boy so good. Might lose it, I'm feeling on your booty. Practice make perfect. You've been checking me for a while, so I guess you feel I deserve it. Naked with a holster, finer than a poster. That's what I call body heat. I pull you even closer. Get your flight gone, tell me where you wanna go. Check my calendar, probably there my next shout. Face it, trace it, I'm that dude. Lay back, take that, it's wet. The hole. You something to keep till I die, I be gone. Ain't saying it's nothing, I'm just saying you something. Do that shake with your leg. I know when you come and look, biting on your lip. Let me know you feel me. I'ma go grind, pump or do it for the TV. Got my looks on, about to put a show on. Lights, camera, made one perform. Right, fireworks, letting off every cannon. She take the lead or she let me do the damage. I'ma be shot and make your legs do the duggy. Got me focused now, I'm tunnel vision, you and money.
Hey, dude. Hey, Craig. You guys look pretty gay.
Thanks. Not as gay as us, though.
Oh, please, Craig. We're 10 times gayer than you.
Oh, yeah? We're super duper triple dog gay.
Oh, yeah? We're ultra super stamp it, no erasing mega gay.
What's all this fighting about, children?
These guys are trying to say they're gayer than us.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you children have taken up this whole metrosexual fad, too.
Oh, my God. This is not a fad. This is who we are.
No, it isn't. Last year, you children all trying to be black. Now, you're all trying to be gay.
We're metrosexual. Maybe, but you'll never be as metrosexual as us. Come on, fags. God, I hate Chris. That's
it. It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Let me see. So, Miss Jasmine, still in the building? Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, well, all right. There she is. And, of course, last but not least, Miss Koya, still good?
Yeah, I'm good. Jasmine, right. I would just like to really say I love your name. Jasmine, that's so pretty. Oh, thank you. That's so pretty. Thank you.
But all right, y'all, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. But before we do, Koi, I just want to ask you one simple question, all right? Just one simple question. Like I said, there's...
So you want me to keep it short?
I just need a simple, you know, it's a very simple answer. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it as simple as possible. All right. You know, I don't even want you to really think about it. I don't even want you to think about it. I want you to be a straight girl. Like I said, go with your emotions. Go with your feeling, your first feeling, all right? Because like I said, just so I'm correct, it's like I said, you're dealing with somebody who has kids, correct?
Correct.
But at the current time, baby mama is not in the picture, right?
Correct.
All right. Now... Now, be honest, like I said, no matter whether she was trying to get at your dude or just get involved in her girl, in her daughter's or whatever's life or whatever anyway, right? Would you rather her really pop up one day and show up, or would you just rather her really just, like, be dead or just not show up or be in jail somewhere or something like that, like, really?
Yeah, so hard. But basically, I'm going to tell you the honest truth, how I feel. And... the reason how I feel is because, like I said, I have a relationship with
you. You're explaining too much.
No, don't tell me what I'm explaining too much. You asked me a question.
You're explaining. I didn't ask for an explanation. I just asked for the answer. You don't have to explain the answer.
This is my answer, though. This is my answer. So, like I said,
it's Virgo season. You got to give her a break.
Exactly. Thank you. Virgo season is not over yet.
Virgos will get muted right about now. You know what I mean? She's going to, I don't know. Like, I won't do that.
Mute me then. If you want to me, I will stop talking.
I'm trying to be nice.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, because of the love that I have for the daughter, of course I would want her mother to be in the picture. Not in the picture as if, like, me having to worry about her, but in the picture as in I want the biological mother to be in the child.
Well, just for you saying that, just for you taking that route, and I mean no disrespect or harm to you, harm towards you when I say this. It may just be the drag, but I really hope she pop up and they get back together and be one big happy family.
What?
And, you know,
no,
they go live in some white picket fence somewhere. Just for you,
no,
just for you trying
no,
to go that
that's
route.
That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying I just hope that she does pop up in the picture and be
exactly.
there for her
I do
daughter.
Too.
Her
I do
and her
too.
Daughter. Her
and they
and
all
her
get
daughter.
Together.
Not
they rekindle.
Not
they rekindle
her.
That magic
no.
that they had. You know what I mean?
Oh, you ain't right. You're evil. You are evil. You're evil. That's so mean. That's the meanest thing that you have ever said to me. You know that? Oh,
they have
you are
that,
a very
you know,
mean person.
You know, they meet up one day, you know what I mean? They're going to meet up one day. You know, they're supposed to exchange the kid or whatever because she don't pop back up. You know, she wants to see her daughter. Then, you know, so they're going to exchange the kid. But the kid's going
to
be
asleep
when she
gets
there.
Meant to be,
the
it's
kid's
going to
be asleep. Wait, let me tell you what's going
to
happen. So when it happened, I don't want you to be mad. All right. So when it happened, I'm like, here's what's gonna happen, right? All right. She gonna pop up like, oh, babe.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I done got off the drugs or whatever
that's
she was on,
babe.
Whatever reason,
baby,
whatever
yeah.
reason, whatever reason
excuse
she ain't
excuse
around.
Me.
That's not going to be an issue no more. So that whatever that reason that is, she's going to be back around like, you know what, I want to see my daughter, you know what I mean? I'm trying to see what's up. I know I fucked up, woo-woo, this, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then they're going to meet up. I can't even get through the story of what's going to happen. They're going to meet up.
Right,
because
you got three
up.
Different females on the phone talking about
I'm
how
just
that
telling you what's
right.
going to happen. They're going to meet up. The baby's going to be asleep, though, by the time she get there, right? So by the time they get there, right, baby's going to be asleep. So he's going to be like, oh, you know what, she's asleep. The baby mama going to be like, you know what? Is there any way we can, you know, chill and just hang out and wait till she wakes up?
Asshole.
You know, I want to spend some time with her and everything like that.
Asshole.
Yeah,
okay, you know what? And that's you know what I hope.
Hold
on,
wait.
Hold
on.
Just point at that. You the asshole.
I hope that she ever fucks with somebody that has kids. I hope that she fucks her baby daddy on you. How about that, you fucking asshole? That is so mean.
She's gonna put the sob eyes on him. You know what I mean? And he's gonna be like, you know what? We can go over here to the Starbucks. You know what I mean? We're gonna go through the drive thru. We're gonna get some cappuccino shit. They're gonna sit in the parking lot. You know what I mean? The daughter gonna be sitting in the back. They gonna be sitting there drinking their coffee and shit. And you know what I mean? They gonna be both looking back at their daughter.
Okay.
Like, they gonna look back at her together
Leon,
and then look at each other. They gonna look at
don't
each other and then look back. And then look at each other. You know what I mean? I just don't want you to be hurt when it happens. I already expect the worst to happen. I'm looking out for you. And then it's gonna.
No,
and then one thing leads to another. One thing leads to no, I'm not. One thing.
And I'm not.
I'm all about family.
No, you're not.
Look, I'm dead serious. That's the realest thing I can ever say to you. I'm dead serious. I'm all about family.
No, you're not.
I'm all about, I am. Why do you think I don't got kids and shit like that? Because I don't want to be no baby daddy, this. I don't want to be in this situation or anything. That's why I don't have kids. It's a choice that I make. It's not by accident. It's not because blase, this, that, whoop, or whatever. I did what I had to do to make sure that that did not happen. So I'm standing here 31, African-American male, without kids. You know what I mean? By choice. And it's not just because I got a beef with kids or whatever. Just like I said, I'm not prepared to do that at this point in my life. But no, she up here trying to see. She's trying to get me upset
again.
No, it's
I'm
not like that. I'm not trying to say it's like that.
You're mean.
You're telling me
that's what's just gonna happen. That's rude.
I'm not trying to be rude either. I'm just simply saying, Clay.
Because
what I'm trying to tell you is I'm all about family. I'm all about family. I feel if you made a baby with somebody or something like that or whatever. Like I just said, there's too many broken homes out here. There's too many kids being bounced back and forth. There's too much out here. There's too many people out here that's just doing shit that they just don't care, and I'm just tired of seeing that shit. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. So this is what I say when I mean I'm all about family. And it takes a big man, and just like you, it takes a big woman to step into another woman's shoes. I said that earlier. It takes a special type of person to do what you're doing, or what you choose to do, because there's a lot, there's just a lot of shit that can come from that. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of shit that can happen mm-hmm. just by having that option there. That's all I'm really saying, bottom line.
Right.
And it's just an extra worry. It's just extra shit. Like, you don't got enough shit to already worry about. You know what I mean? That's all I'm really saying. That's all I'm
saying.
Well, I'm not trying to have beef with you or anything like that. I'm not trying to, you know, be an asshole or anything like that. But you just never know, because look at the world we're living in. You know what I mean? Look at the situation people are in. Look at what people are doing. I know you've seen situations or heard of situations probably out of the mouths of people that you trust, or you've seen it yourself and you witnessed it. You know how shit go down out here.
This is Jasmine. Can I say something real quick?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, please.
I'm going to say something real quick. You said that, you know, you think you're going to be alone because, you know, you don't want to date somebody who has a kid. Everybody has kids. Well, I kind of, I'm not to be a bitch or anything like that.
No, speak your mind.
But you are. But you are, to me personally, with that type of attitude, you are going to end up alone because
see,
you saying that.
I knew it.
Is just, You saying that is like, you know a person who is racist and says like they would never date somebody outside of their skin color. To me, they've already limited themselves because you never know, the person they're supposed to fall in love with could be of a different race.
Right.
So
I fucked up with that too because I can only mess with black girls. So I mean, I'm not
see,
racist. But I just like
see,
I just like black women.
I'm not. If you want to date somebody outside your race, I don't care. You can't help who you fall in love with. So my thing is, you never know. The person that you're supposed to be with might actually have a child, and you're not going to give that person a chance to find you,
I've heard that too.
You know, you won't become more open to people. Not every woman who has a kid is a bad baby mama.
Yeah,
not, you know
up.
What I mean?
I never said I was right. You're right. You're
there are
absolutely
some good
right.
women out
you
there who
mean?
Have kids. They just happen to have a kid, and they just happen to have somebody who either chooses not to be in a kid's life, or they might choose to be in a kid's life. But
you're
like I said,
right.
I could be an example for you. I have no desire to be with the father of my daughter no more. We've never done that since we split up. So,
I love
not
her.
Every woman. Not
and
every
also,
woman.
And also, don't
back.
Judge me. Don't judge me too bad. Like I said, I'm over here drinking. You know, I got the drink in my system. You know what I mean? We keep it 1,000. You know, but y'all, everything y'all have said is absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because like I said, I've seen that too. I've seen girls who definitely don't want to deal with their baby daddies whatsoever. This, that. That nigga just better send a check or something every time he's supposed, you know, some shit. Like I said, I know. I'm just... just don't mind me, y'all. I just got issues. I got problems. I admit it. If you fucked with Bang Out Radio long enough, you know Dagger has problems. Dagger has issues. That's what we're here for. So I can get this shit out, and I can make it another couple of days, and we'll be okay. So,
couple.
Oh man, we actually ran over. So Corey, man, any shout outs you want to give real quick so we can get up out of here? It's okay. It was a great conversation. I enjoyed the time, so it don't even matter. But let's get up out of here.
All right. Like I said, I want to shout out my mama. You already know. I love her to death. I mean, she's my rock. She's my everything that I have. I love my mama. I love
you
her.
You say you love
I
her to Bethany, the white girl on TV?
No, I said I love her to the death of me.
Okay, just
said.
Making sure. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, I love her to the death of me. That's my rock. I love her. She always holds me down. Out of anybody in the world other than Jesus, I love her. But anyway, like I said, you can find me on Instagram. I don't put up a lot of pictures. I'm not a picture person. But if you ever want to contact me, it's KoyaLove21. And then if you ever want to hit me up on Facebook, it's, I think you can find me from my email address from KoyaIzFly21@yahoo.com. Hit me up. I love you guys. I love Tiger. Shout out to my queen. Hey, that's my B. I ain't going to say it on the radio, but you already know. That's one of the females I've been down with for a minute. I want to shout out to Dagger for even having us have this opportunity for this whole entire show. I know I ain't been here for a minute, but like I said, I love you guys. I love being on the show. And then shout out to the Beauty of the Week. I love you, girl. Man, you done said a lot of inspiration, girl. You done said a lot of inspirational things. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to friend you wherever you are. I really appreciate you.
Oh,
that's
beautiful.
You guys, good night. I love you guys.
Koya, all right, good night, Koya. It's good to have you back around.
Night,
I mean, even though you did mess up at
really
the beginning,
like
you was about
right
to.
Now.
You know I was about to go off earlier, right? You know I was about to go off earlier when you had us on hold and shit while you was doing whatever you was doing. That's just typical Koya shit. You let me, it only happen once. But it only happened once. It only happened once. There have been a lot of times where it happened many times.
Can I have an exception because I was talking to my mama and not talking to other people?
Yeah, we heard all that too. So, yeah, it was just, it was just typical Koya shit. Anyway. Sorry, Koya. No offense. I just have to mute you real quick. I apologize.
All right,
Miss Jasmine Dagger.
How about that?
Oh, wow. Miss Jasmine Dagger Jewel's Beauty of the Week this week. Any shout outs you want to give real quick? Of course, again, and let people know where they can find your links at, you know, Instagram, Facebook. Let people know where they can holler at you if they want to.
Only shout out really give shout out to Tulsa, everybody in Tulsa who knows me. I hope you guys listen like I asked you to. you can find me on Facebook, Jasmine M. Wallace. You can find me on Instagram. I post tons and tons of pictures and funny pictures and stuff, so I love Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at MISSPRETTY007, and that's Miss Pretty 007. Or you can find me on Twitter, not on there very often, but I am on there sometimes, at Mrs. 101, which is MISSES101. And I had a great time on the show. Thank you guys so much for having me. If you guys ever want to have me again, I would be more than welcome.
I would love to. You have the number. You have the number. Lock it in your phone. Put it underneath. You can put it under me. You can put it under Queen. You can put it under Bang Out Radio. I tell all the beauties all the time, everybody, you're always welcome to come through. If the show's on, you call in, you hanging out. If you hanging out, you're always welcome to come through. You don't need an invitation. All right, maybe you'll be the first one. Maybe you'll be the first one that actually calls back and hangs out with us, because nobody ever really calls back. No disrespect to the other beauties, but other beauties get real busy. You know what I mean?
So, I love you guys. You guys are cool. I love Coral. She was funny. I like her a lot. I love Queen. Queen, you are awesome. Dagger, thank you for having me on the show. No, I'm most definitely gonna call you guys back.
And all you gotta do is, like I said, spread word about the show, talk about the show. You know, any independent artists out there trying to get their music played, tell them to holler at me. Any other ladies you feel like it maybe want to come through and holler at us or whatever. Like I said, all we're trying to do is provide that platform where we can have these kind of conversations, get shit off our chest, and we can do what we do. That's all we're trying to do.
That's good. I like that, and I appreciate you guys for doing shows like this. I like that a lot.
Nah, no problem, man. We definitely look forward to hearing back from you again. And also, what you got to do for me, Jasmine, though, before you go, like I said, you got to dump like at least three or four people off your Facebook so you can add me as a friend so I can tag you in pictures and everything like that and do what I can do on my end at least. But, you know, you're too cracking where I try to add you as a friend. And then I hate that shit on Facebook. You try to add you as a friend and it's like, well, she's got too many people, so you're just going to follow her. Like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean?
When are you gonna send me a request? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I get so many requests that I want to know exactly when you're gonna.
All you gotta do is, like I said, find me, and then we can go the other way. Clear a spot, and you can send it to me. I'm gonna send it real quick. Trust, I don't got like 5,000 plus people fucking with me on Facebook. Trust, I got room. So if you find me and send it to me, we'll be okay.
What's your name on Facebook?
You can find me at still at the same email, dagger.banghourradio@gmail.com. You can search me by email,
cool.
And then I'll pop up with y'all. So that's for everybody out there. Make sure you check us out, all right? Make sure you, like I said, spread word about the show, talk about the show. Miss Jasmine Wallace, again, you got the number. Lock it in. This is where we're at every Monday. Well, except for Monday. Monday's just all music. But every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, if you ain't doing nothing, come holler at us. We over here.
I will be here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Queen. Ah, man. See, we didn't even know who was going to go tonight, but it was an interesting show. It was a lot of fun. Where your shout-outs? Any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you at, all that good stuff. Oh, shit. Wait. No. Yeah, I'm right. Queen. Wait. No. See, the wrong person hung up. Did her phone die? Duh. See, now Koya's right here. Hi, Koya.
Hi, love.
You're still here, so fine. I guess I got to do it myself, y'all. Well, shout out to the queen as always. Y'all know she holding it down here on West Coast Wednesday. Something nice with me. Shouts out to her. Of course, I'm like a two twisted tenor email off the top of my head. But again, it's been a fun night. Everything's all good. Hold on. Yeah. But as far as I go, y'all know who I am. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. It's been a great night. Shouts out to Dagger's newest beauty of the week again. Jasmine Wallace, Claire back in the session. It's been a while. But it's always fun. Shouts out to Queen V as always. You know, Dagger's lovely co-host. Hanging out with me every Wednesday if nobody else does. And like I said, make sure y'all fuck with all the shows. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I know we ran over today, but shit, it was worth it. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of fun. Got to hang out with the ladies tonight. Make sure you're What's Up Next. Fuck You Fridays, all right? This Friday from 6 to 8, all talk. If you got something to really get off your chest, we ain't got no music playing. Ain't no telling what we're going to talk about. If you got somebody to blast, whatever. It's Fuck You Fridays. Get it out before the weekend gets here, so you know you feel a little bit better and you can enjoy yourselves, all right? Then, of course, after that, it's Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9, all right? This is all West Coast time. Make sure you know that. And again, on Fridays from 6 to 8, the Triple M Show on Monday. That's Mo Music Monday every Monday. All right, no talking, all music. And then right back here next week, again, on West Coast Wednesdays, something nice. Y'all know where it's at. Again, follow me on anything. I'm on everywhere. What else is it? Instagram, the Dagger MF, all capital letters. Find me on Facebook, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Dagger doesn't Twitter, so you will not have to tweet me or anything like that. I don't do that. That's not me. And, yeah, if you just want to find the show, as always, you can Google Bang Out Radio. I didn't even know we were on the Google page, y'all. This is how cracking shit gets over here. You can Google Bang Out Radio, and one of the shows is going to pop up from somewhere, and then you can get all the rest of them, all right? So just keep talking about the show, spreading the word about the show. Let everybody know where it's at, all right? And the Witty Gang's going to ride it out like this, y'all. See y'all on Friday and the rest of the shows. I'm out.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. With the boys, with that being said, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt on, was popping with that ass, passion up a pole, what I wanted, so drop it. I smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking, yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Really, it's not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed or getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. But I like a full hair slap after titty grab. Gotta choke me cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I knew dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
I got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see your thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Couldn't smoke or size you up or nut while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mobster, penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mac and baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we